The Sioux Empire Community Theater's virtual season has begun. The first radio play is called Death of a Jazz Man. It's a Monty Python-esque retelling of Death of a Salesman. Here's a taste.
And Happy is played by the strikingly handsome and underutilized Jordan Deffenbaugh, who probably should have been given a much bigger part. Music is performed by Ryan Reifenberger and his imaginary orchestra. Ladies and jelly spoons, sit back as we take social distancing to a whole new level.
Robin Byrne is the executive director of the theater. He says these plays were really popular in the 30s and 40s.
And even to this day, you know, my background is I originally come from England, and every day BBC Radio 4 in the afternoon puts a radio play on.
Byrne has been planning to do such productions in Sioux Falls for about a year.
Now that we're on lockdown almost, it seemed like a really good time to make a move forward in that area.
They hope to release a new play every week until the theater can reopen for audiences. The theater, like so many other nonprofits and businesses, is struggling financially, but does have some cushion.
We can continue as we are at the moment for several months, because we had such a successful season last year, and we were having a very good season this year where we were ahead of budget.
But Byrne says the financial realities will catch up with them the longer the pandemic continues. They're applying for grants to help sustain the theater, and the radio plays are a part of that.
We decided we needed to get creative and look at ways in which we could keep our volunteers active, keep our actors engaged, and generate some income.
They release the plays for free on a website called Patreon. People can offer voluntary donations directly to the theater. The plays also give actors a creative outlet. Auditions are open to everyone. Byrne says just send them a reading sample that's under 1 minute. And since it's radio, there isn't even a dress code.
We don't need sets. We don't need costumes. You can get away with all kinds of things. In fact, I've actually put a warning on the first one that this radio play contains excessive nudity.
Byrne is picking royalty-free radio scripts online and recruiting local community members to share their scripts. That's where Jeff Gould comes in. He's a professional writer who started off with newsletters and emails.
And then that migrated into fiction books. I write crime novels. I've written 3, and I'm working on the 4th right now, 20,000 words in. Nothing else to do.
But radio theater is his hobby. He says it has benefits that traditional stage productions lack.
And what I loved about radio theater was you don't have to memorize the lines. So you could knock out a performance and get the thrill of performing with, you know, 1/10 of the effort.
As a crime fiction writer, Gould's favorite genre is obviously noir.
I love that sort of private eye type stuff because it's fun to write.
Sound effects are an important part of radio theater. They set the scene and help listeners picture the story.
When you go to like the theater production of a radio play, you might see the sound effect guy, you know, hitting a piece of sheet metal. And oh, that sounds like thunder. But everybody in the audience says, that guy just hit a piece of sheet metal. But when it's truly radio theater, you don't think about the sound effect. You just think, oh, it's raining outside. I just heard thunder.
Sound effects are an important part of the Sioux Empire Community Theater's radio plays. One of Gould's plays is called The Colony. It's about a journalist who uncovers a big mystery. And no, I didn't pick this one on purpose. Gould is about to read a section. Just imagine heavy New York City traffic as fictional Jake Jacobson prepares to go to City Hall.
Flimsy? You bet it was. But I've landed bigger fish and smaller bait, so I grab my hat and trench coat and beat it down to the cab stand.
The street sounds muffled as the cab door closes behind him.
Downtown, and drop the foot. I handed the cabbie a 5, grabbed onto the seat with both hands, my mind spinning faster than the wheels in the cab. The Colony. Me, like every other reporter with a pulse, have been trying to beat down the doors of that headline, and all I got was bloody knuckles.
Several of Gould's plays are scheduled for the community theater in coming weeks, and he's helping direct the volunteer voice actors. People can find a link to the community theater's current production on its Facebook page. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.